Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chubby Dean. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Crash Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly takes first base on ball four. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to first for the out. Weatherly moves to third. Hockett moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weatherly scores. Hockett moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hockett scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic strikes out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Miles reaches third base with a triple. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miles scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly strikes out. Swift drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Weatherly out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hockett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Miles hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 0 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miles throws the ball into Davis, who tags Heath trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fleming for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Siebert reaches third base with a triple. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett, who is chasing the ball. Blair reaches third base with a triple. Siebert scores. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blair scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack strikes out. There goes Boudreau. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and has Boudreau trapped. There's the throw to Blair, who throws to Suter, who tags Boudreau for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Davis fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-1 in the game. Marchildon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Marchildon covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Siebert scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Blair bunts towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner has Johnson trapped. There's the throw to Hegan and back to Keltner, who tags Johnson for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-2 in the game. Dean hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Oscar Grimes pinch runs for Chubby Dean. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-3 in the game. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.